I'm speaking with Eric Spell, president of agcareers.com. And Eric, we are looking forward to your big event coming up here in just a couple of weeks and celebrating a significant milestone. Tell us about the upcoming North American Ag and Food HR Roundtable.
Well, as you said, Cindy, this is our 10th year for this event, and we're really excited about it. We're really excited to be on the campus of Tyson Foods this year. Each year, a host employer, or in a couple of cases over the last 10 years, we've been hosted at a university. So we're really excited about being at Tyson Foods. They've got a magnificent facility there in Springdale, Arkansas. One attraction that people are looking forward to, I know, is the Discovery Center at Tyson Foods. It's a very innovative facility, and it's where Tyson entertains many facets of the food chain, fast food restaurants. They do testing kitchens and what have you, but it's a magnificent facility. The conference itself, we're looking forward to having somewhere in the neighborhood of 150, 175 of our friends in the industry as we improve our processes of recruitment and retention.
The participants that come to the roundtable, what areas are they representing?
The event itself is focused on two audiences, the recruitment and retention of experienced professionals like yourself and I who've been in the field for a while, and then there's topics that are specific to the recruitment and retention of new graduates, either from a four-year institution or two-year institution. So with that being said, there are some directors of career services for the Colleges of Ag and Life Sciences across North America, as well as outside of that, the bulk of the makeup of the attendees are senior directors of HR or recruiting directors or talent acquisition managers. So HR professionals and people from universities and colleges that are in either an associate dean role or director of career services.
How much has the roundtable changed since it first started 10 years ago?
It has changed quite a bit. The first one was held on the campus of Pioneer. It's grown in the number of sessions. We have concurrent sessions now. We didn't have that really 3 years ago. So in the last 3 years, we would have just general sessions. We have general sessions, but then we actually have a college and university track, and then we have a HR professional track. So that way we can have some specific topics that cater to the needs of each of those two audiences. It's grown in numbers. Our first event 10 years ago, we had about 85 attendees, and so we've doubled the size over the 10-year period, and we're very excited about that.
Now, if someone wants to attend this conference still, is there still time for them to register?
Absolutely. They can go to our site, agcareers.com, and on the right-hand side, they'll see a nice, colorful logo that's titled Ag and Food HR Roundtable. They can click that, and it will take them to the guest speakers and the topics and how to register for the event.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just one last thing. I think this year, one interesting topic that's a keynote, we have a leading ag economist, Dr. Jay Lair, is going to be one of our keynote speakers to kick off the event. And the topic is, how does the price of X impact recruitment and retention in ag and food? So with all the increasing cost of corn and soybeans, HR professionals can take time to learn how that may impact their recruitment challenges, employment challenges going forward. So very timely topic, and we look forward to it.
Thank you very much, Eric Spell with AgCareers.com on the upcoming HR Roundtable being held on the campus of Tyson Foods in Springdale, Arkansas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.